Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Vishnu, and these are the major news stories of Saturday, March 30th, 2024. President Draupadi Murmu on Saturday conferred the Bharat Ratna, India's highest civilian honour, on ex-Prime Ministers Narasimha Rao and Charan Singh and agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur posthumously. The Directorate of Enforcement tightened its grip on the Aam Aadmi Party in the Delhi excise policy case and summoned Minister Kailash Gehlot for questioning. The Indian Navy rescued an Iranian fishing vessel hijacked by armed pirates in the Arabian Sea. The crew of 23 Pakistani nationals were safe. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan accused the BJP-led centre of endangering the secular and democratic nature of India and attacked the Congress for being mute spectators. Tamil actor Daniel Balaji, best known for playing iconic roles in Vettaiyaadu Vilaiyaadu and Kaka Kaka, died of a heart attack in Chennai on Friday night. Let's get into the details. President Draupadi Murmu on Saturday conferred Bharat Ratna on former Prime Ministers P.V. Narasimha Rao and Chaudhary Charan Singh, agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and two-time former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur posthumously at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi. The country's highest civilian honour to Rao, Singh, Swaminathan and Thakur were received by their kin at a ceremony attended by Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries. P.V. Narasimha Rao was Prime Minister from 1991 to 1996. Often referred to as the Chanakya of Indian politics, he is known for initiating far-reaching economic reforms and for his skillful political manoeuvring. He was the first Prime Minister from the South, the first Congress leader from outside the Nehru-Gandhi family to complete a full five-year term, and the man who steered India through the turbulent early 1990s. In a post on X, the Rashtrapati Bhavan said, "Chaudhary Charan Singh was an ardent patriot. He was imprisoned many times during the freedom struggle. His contribution to zamindari abolition and land reforms and his deep understanding of the economy, especially rural and agricultural economy, are respectfully remembered. His connect with farmers was legendary." A Jat leader from Western Uttar Pradesh, Chaudhary Charan Singh was Prime Minister between July 28, 1979 and January 14, 1980. Known as the father of India's Green Revolution, M.S. Swaminathan dedicated his entire life to the goal of food and nutrition security for all. Swaminathan is most widely known for transforming India from a drought-stricken country dependent on the United States for food grain imports in the 1960s to being declared self-sufficient in food production in 1971. Swaminathan played a significant role in changing the trajectory of the agricultural sector when farmers were dependent on archaic farming techniques. Socialist icon Karpuri Thakur served as Bihar Chief Minister from December 1970 to June 1971 and from December 1977 to April 1979. He was a key figure in the struggle against social discrimination and inequality. A fountainhead of OBC politics in Bihar, Thakur's political journey was marked by his unwavering commitment to the marginalized sections of society. Delhi Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot appeared before the Directorate of Enforcement on Saturday for questioning in connection with a money laundering case linked to the now-scrapped excise policy for the capital, officials said. Gehlot is the Minister for Transport, Home and Law in the Delhi government, led by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who has been arrested in the case by the federal agency. He is expected to be questioned with regard to the formulation of the policy as he was part of the group of ministers, along with former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia and former Urban Development Minister Satyendra Jain, on the preparation and implementation of the new liquor scheme for 2021-22. The ED has alleged that the excise policy was leaked to the South Group liquor lobby that included Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita. This group is alleged to have given Rs. 100 crore kickbacks to the AAP and its leaders, according to the agency. The excise case pertains to alleged corruption and money laundering in formulating and executing the Delhi government's excise policy for 2021-22, which was later scrapped. The Aam Aadmi Party and its leaders have repeatedly denied the charges of wrongdoing, with Kejriwal alleging that the case was built by the BJP-led centre to create a smokescreen that the AAP is a corrupt party. The Indian Navy said it had freed a hijacked Iranian fishing vessel from 9 armed pirates in the Arabian Sea on Friday, rescuing its crew unharmed. The fishing vessel Alcumber 786 was southwest of the Yemeni island of Socotra on March 28, when it was reported to have been boarded by pirates, according to a statement from the Navy late on Friday. The ship was intercepted by the INS Sumedha and INS Trishul, leading to over 12 hours of intense coercive tactical measures forcing the pirates to surrender, the Navy said. The crew of 23 Pakistani nationals were safe, it said. India has responded to 18 incidents, deploying 21 ships and 5,000 personnel in rotation, boarding and investigating over 1,000 vessels, the Navy said last week. Taking advantage of Western forces' focus on protecting shipping from attacks in the Red Sea by Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi militants, pirates have made or attempted more than 20 hijackings since November, driving up insurance and security costs and adding to a crisis for global shipping companies. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan on Saturday gave a push to the LDF's Lok Sabha poll campaign by attacking the BJP-led centre, accusing it of endangering the secular and democratic nature of India. He also hit out against the Congress-led UDF, which had won 19 of the 20 Lok Sabha seats from the state in the 2019 polls, saying that its MPs were unable to raise the voices and views of Kerala in the parliament and acted as mute spectators to the centre's allegedly restrictive financial stand towards the southern state. Attacking the BJP, Vijayan alleged that as a result of the repeated moves by the central government to endanger secularism in the country, a large section of people who have been living in India for decades are concerned about whether they can continue to live in this nation. Vijayan also flayed the economic policies of the centre, alleging that it has led to India falling from 55 to 107th position in the world with regard to prosperity. He said India is a poor nation in the eyes of the world and that the reason for this is the government policies which are not for the benefit of the people but for making the rich even more richer. He asserted that the BJP has no chance of winning in Kerala no matter what strategy they adopt as the people of the state cannot accept their policies and ideology. Tamil actor Daniel Balaji, best known for playing iconic roles in Vettaiyaadu Vilaiyaadu and Kaka Kaka, died of a heart attack in Chennai on Friday night. The actor was rushed to a hospital at Kottivakkam after he complained of a heart attack. Though he received treatment, his life could not be saved. Daniel, who was born in Chennai, also acted in a couple of Malayalam films. The actor played the role of Edumalai in Mammootty's Charu Black. He also appeared in Mohanlal's film Bhagavan. He was last seen in Malayalam in Paisa Paisa, where he played the role of an auto driver. Balaji received critical acclaim for his role as Srikanth IPS in the film Kaka Kaka, headlined by Surya and directed by Gautam Menon. He played an antagonist in Vettaiyaadu Vilaiyaadu, which is considered to be his most celebrated role. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted and produced by me, Vishnu Muralidharan, with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.